Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Final hour, Jones and Keefe here on WEEI. We're taking you up until 2 o'clock. WEEI Afternoons takes over at that point. Andy Hart and Christian Arcan will do grab bag with the guys. Coming up later on this hour, if you missed any of our NFL predictions, they're up now on our social media, at Jones and Keefe on Twitter. You can also seek that out on Instagram when you're following Bill Belichick, as Keefe suggested earlier.
Hot new follow.
I think it's a brilliant idea. When you're going to follow Bill on Instagram, tag a follow there on Jones and Keefe as well. We'll get back to your phone call, 617-779-7937. A lot of football talk on the show today. Time for a little football talk with Taylor Twellman. He's the lead MLS analyst on Apple TV. And, well, Taylor, it's interesting. You have a kind of unique situation going on Apple TV on Saturday. You get the team you played for in the Revs against your hometown team in St. Louis City SC, I should say. I got to get the name properly. So that's an interesting situation for you to be calling the game.
It is interesting. What's more interesting is you guys aren't asking me for my NFL prediction. So did I call the wrong station or what happened here?
You want him? You got him? Have that.
Offensive rookie. I want to hear what's your NFL prediction with
first coach fire. I went way out on a limb and said the Kansas City Chiefs. Have you ever heard of them? I know they're probably not well liked in St. Louis.
Way off the board.
I have them three-peating. Yeah, I went way off the board. Long odds.
Oh, yeah, that's a real – oh, my goodness, that's a real prediction.
It'll blow your hair back is what it'll do there. Well, Keefe took
I went Packers.
Keefe took the field.
The Packers, get some juice there. To take them and win the
Super
Bowl.
Oh, no, that juice is worth the squeeze a little bit, isn't there, Keefe?
Yeah, I think so.
How about that? Okay.
Yeah. I like it. Yeah, it's going to be interesting, boys. The city that raised me, St. Louis City, came into Major League Soccer last year, blew the doors off of it, winning the Western Conference. But more importantly, $250 million stadium downtown right under the arch. And while we're on the topic, I think the Rams leaving St. Louis opened this door for the city of St. Louis to then come into this soccer. Soccer's been a part of that city for over 70 years. It's one of the few cities where it's in the fabric, the heartbeat of the city. And yet, this is the city that made me. You know, I've been in Boston longer than I've been in St. Louis or any city for that matter. And so it's going to be odd. It's going to be weird. And yet it's funny how the older you get, life comes full circle a couple of times. I think Saturday night is going to be one of those moments for me.
Well, it's also amazing when you look at the expansion of the MLS. You know, back when you were playing in it versus now, I mean, what is it, 29 teams we're up to?
Yeah, it's going to be 30 next year with San Diego opening up their season next year.
And so when you look around all the different cities that have teams and are embracing teams, and one issue around here always is soccer-only stadium versus playing in a giant football stadium. I mean, you could probably see directly each week the soccer, you know, specific stadiums, and when the fans are packed into there versus having to play in these giant buildings with 70,000 seats and, you know, only half of them maybe are filled.
Yeah, I mean, part of that, though, is debunked with Seattle and Atlanta. I get that. I know exactly what you're talking about. Listen, when you walk into the building and the building is owned and played for that specific sport, it doesn't matter what sport you're playing in. It's the same thing. Ask the Oakland A's fans how they felt going into the Coliseum for the last however many years. It's just different. I totally get that. I also know how hard the Crafts are working behind the scenes to get a stadium downtown. And I've said this for a long time, and I will always be on the record until anyone proves me differently. You put a stadium in downtown Boston, I guarantee you, John Henry, the Red Sox, they're all going to be sweating, because immediately the inclusivity of the sport, the diversity of the sport that soccer is around the world, all of those young professionals that are in Boston are immediately leaving Fenway to go to that game. It becomes a top five market in Major League Soccer, and yet we're still, as always, you know, certain things politically in this city take a longer time. But when that stadium is built, and I guarantee you it will be, this becomes a different market very quickly, guys.
Okay, so you say you guarantee it will be. That will change the market here in Boston. Fair. Where's the ideal spot for it? If you're going to build it, where's the spot? We know they've been linked to Everett. They've been linked to various places throughout the city over
it's
the years.
It's got to be
where's
downtown. Jones, it's got to be downtown, my man. And it can't be more than 10 minutes outside of whatever you want to say, from Fenway, from Newberry Street, from Back Bay, however you want to look at. But if I'm flying into Logan, I need to see the stadium. I need to feel that stadium. I need to understand every time I land in Logan, someone's asking, whether it's a general person or a sports person, doesn't matter, what is that? That's how you become part of the vernacular. That's how you become part of the landscape within the city. But it's amazing when you look at the international sport and all the television ratings. Guys, this is how I judge it. Hartford, Providence, Boston, they're always in the top 10. So very quickly, you build that stadium downtown, this thing turns. It's very turnkey. The Revolution become part of everything you guys do daily on this show. And then it becomes a different conversation. But there's still a long way to go, apparently, to get that over the line.
You know, the impact Messi has had on the MLS has been pretty remarkable. I was at the game when he came to Gillette, Bragg, when that was like a Patriots playoff game. It was insane. Like, we were on traffic on Route 1 there forever, and it was awesome. And he lived up to the hype. He was great in the game. And I know players, like great international players, have been coming over to the MLS later in their careers for years, but Messi sort is obviously another level, and I'm not saying there's going to be another Messi out there, but has he opened the door up even more for those guys that say, yeah, like, I've been playing a lot in Spain, but, like, look what he's doing over there. Like, maybe I'll also join the MLS.
Yes. Yeah, I mean, it's going to be difficult to compete with the monetary figures that are going on in Saudi Arabia right now, right? We all see the rumors. Vinicius was apparently offered $1 billion a year. So those are always going to happen. But I called that game that you're talking about. I was in that building. I played against David Beckham, and when that turned, David Beckham brought eyeballs that we had never seen. But Messi's the Messiah. Messi is the God for anyone that plays the sport around the world. You go anywhere in the world and you say the word Messi, they know exactly who you're talking about. And so what that changes basically is now every Latin American, South American player sees that. And I think this is where the conversation, people outside of the sport of soccer don't understand what it's done, is instead of going to Mexico, they're now going to the United States to play in MLS and to eventually go to Europe when they're 20, 21, 22. And then Luis Suarez, Jordi Alba, Sergio Busquets, I think eventually Lewandowski, Antoine Griezmann, I think those players are always going to be intrigued to live in the United States, to play in the United States. But the longevity of the league and the, I would say, the strength of the league is actually the 19, 20, 21, 22-year-olds that are now going to come to Major League Soccer to go to Europe. Look at Messi's teammate, Diego Gomez. He's going to be sold for roughly 12 to 13 million pounds. That's about 16, 17 million. There's no chance they get him if Messi didn't make that move. Now you're going to get more Diego Gomez's coming to the league, and it just makes it a better league, in my opinion, when you got players a little bit hungrier and a little bit younger.
We also have a World Cup looming here in the United States for 2026. We have a new hire for the national team. How do we feel about that move, Taylor?
It's an interesting one. I will always say this. I don't understand why it took us this long to make a hire like Pochettino, which, by the way, until they announce him, like, for real, I don't believe it. So it's still the fact that we're going 2.5-3 weeks of the rumor, and they haven't announced it. I've heard that they're going to announce it hopefully by Monday, Tuesday next week. But still, you never know. Manchester United may come in and snag him. I don't think they do. In saying that, you've got a player that – you've got a coach that played in the World Cup. You've got a coach that immediately comes in with international credibility and a coach that doesn't have any clouded judgment of any of these players. And so – Jones, in some level, it's refreshing. I just asked the question, why not make this hire in January 1st, 2023? Why does it have to take a debacle of a Copa America to bring him in? Because I think they always wanted Greg Berhalter in there, and until there was real social, I would say, pressure on the team and the debacle of losing to Panama in Copa America, a team that you should not lose to on any occasion. I think that in and of itself brought it, but I just think it's ridiculous. Until there's real pressure on that federation, oftentimes they're just too complacent for me, in my opinion.
Is there a chance that they actually make some noise in this? And I know it's tough to project out a couple of years and not knowing what all the rosters are and everything, but I feel like there's been plenty of years where we've been sold a bill of goods, and you're like, oh, maybe they'll make that. And then no, they get bounced out early.
No, hold on, though. Sold a bill of goods. At what point have you ever been sold that the U.S. men are going to win the World Cup?
Never the World Cup. No, never.
Whoever sold you that,
never once.
In and of itself, is Tommy Boy and Chris Farley from, I mean, are you kidding me?
Guaranteed, maybe, please. I got time.
Maybe
but
a
no.
team that could score some goals every once in a while.
No,
I think we've been sold on that.
There's been talk about, oh, they'll get out of the group stage and they could win a round or something like that. Nobody's ever said they're going to win the whole thing, but they could.
Right, they've gotten out of the group stage of every World Cup that they've qualified.
Well, there you go. That they've qualified for. They don't qualify for all of them. Like, that's the most embarrassing thing.
They've only
missed
one in the last 20-some-odd years,
that's
though.
Embarrassing. That one's right. Well, this one, they're going
to... I'm not saying... No. You're talking about the guy that made a career out of what are we doing? I get that. But what I'm saying is sold a bill of goods. That's the American mentality. I don't think you're wrong. I just don't think anyone with a half a brain has said, oh, no, the U.S. men are going to win the World Cup. No, that's the American mentality that, you know what, we're the U.S. We should win. The women win. We win everything else. No, that's not how it works. So you're talking to someone that lives and breathes the sport. If they get to the quarterfinal, by all accounts, my man, that is a huge success. Mm-hmm. But does that support the American mentality that us three have on this radio show? Absolutely not. You mm-hmm. you play to win the game. As Herman Edwards rightfully said,
sure
you
did.
Play
yep.
to win the game, and until you do so, I just think selling a big bill of goods is a weird way of saying, like, oh yeah, like Taylor Twellman years ago said they were going to win the World Cup. Nobody has said that in the world of soccer. You know what I'm saying?
Yep. You play to win the game. Sometimes it's a draw.
That's true. You could draw.
It's a nil-nil draw.
Yeah. Sometimes it's a nil-nil draw.
By the way, you do know if they kept score the way we did in the NFL, you know the final score would be like 3-2, right?
Yeah.
You guys know that, right?
Yeah, you guys would. There'd be a lot of 7-0 games in soccer and 14-7s. I know.
I get it.
Like, 10 points for a goal.
Sure.
I like what you're saying.
No, 42 points. No, actually, no, they didn't.
Let's ramp it up a little bit. I see what you're saying.
I get it.
10 points for a goal. I like this. This would be a good thing. So, by the way,
why not? Let's just change it. Oh, my goodness. The Revs won 32-3. Amazing game.
It sounds better. I don't disagree with that. This Saturday, by the way, is Concussion Awareness Night for the Revolution, held in partnership with Taylor Twellman and his foundation, Think Taylor. Well, what should we expect in store on Saturday night as it relates to concussion awareness?
I just think it's important that your listeners understand how the Kraft family stood behind me and with me when my career ended abruptly. 28, prime of my career, planning on going to the World Cup in 2010 and all that, and the thing was over, and I didn't know what to do. And I knew as MVP of Major League Soccer, if I'm not getting the right information and the right awareness around traumatic brain injury in sports, I need to do something, not about for myself, but in a weird way, guys, starting the foundation helped me, and it's all it is education awareness. This is going 10 years plus. We do a game every year where we take a pledge. Everyone in the stadium, everyone in the league, everyone will take a pledge. And it's just about taking ownership of your brain and understanding that if you're more educated and you're more aware of your brain and what a concussion is, you'll make better decisions than I did in 2008. And so I'm just grateful that the Revs helped me keep this going. And I think it was 2 years ago we had over 6 million kids take the Fink Taylor Pledge. So it's pretty cool.
Very cool. And I'm curious if you follow, and I'm sure you have, the NFL. It's apparently a controversy. Yeah. With the Guardian caps, the cap that fits over the helmet that at least in theory, would reduce the impact and concussions. I'm curious how closely you followed that and your thoughts on it.
Very, very. I mean, the biggest reason why, Jones, is that the cheesehead is worth $750 million to the Green Bay Packers presence, image, whatever word I'm looking for. You know what I'm saying? So you've put a Guardian hat over that. That's why there's controversy over this. It's a long way to go around it. Now, do I think the Guardian helmet is going to stop concussions? Guys, if I handed you an egg and you shake the egg as hard as you can, the shell doesn't crack. But do the contents change? Yes, 100%. So you can come up with the best helmet in the world that you want to come up with. It's still not going to completely get rid of concussions, but if it can mitigate them, sure. But that's where a lot of this controversy comes from. Because if you played it like rugby, and I'm not going down this rabbit hole, but I'll just throw it out there, would there be the same kind of tackling that there is in the NFL now? And the answer is 100% no. It's human nature. But the Guardian helmet has definitely raised some eyebrows because some of the players are swearing by it. There's also the thing around your neck called the cue collar. That has shown some real good feedback. But again, no helmet. I just need your listeners to understand. I can put a helmet on that's the best helmet of the world. You still can get a concussion. It doesn't mean you're not going to get one.
Okay, he's Taylor Twellman, the lead MLS analyst for Apple TV. Taylor's Foundation, Think Taylor, hosting its annual Concussion Awareness Night on Saturday night at Gillette Stadium. It'll be the Revs and St. Louis City SC. You can watch on Apple TV. Taylor, we appreciate the time. Thanks so much.
Yep, no, I'm not rooting for the Packers or Chiefs just because of this call.
Understood.
Okay, that sounds right. Good. That
you,
sounds good. He's Taylor Twellman on the call. On Saturday, did he give us a prediction? He said he wanted. Did he give us an official prediction there? I don't think he did.
No, probably not.
He weaseled his way right out of there.
I think he snuck out of there, just not Chiefs or Packers.
He's slippery on the field.
Sure is.
Yeah, hard to mark him.
That's right.
Hard to mark him.
Always fit.
Oh, very fit.
Always fit.
But they wormed his way right out of a prediction there as well.
Yeah, he did.
I didn't care for the chastising.
Well, he no longer has a hometown team, so he's probably upset about that.
That's a good point, too. It's a good point.
Yeah.
Very confident they're going to get the stadium built.
Yeah, more confident than most.
I'm less confident, but hey, he's the expert.
I want to see it. I'm fascinated. Like, if he's right, even if he's half right, like that they, I don't know if the Red Sox and John Henry would be scared, but I am interested to see what kind of turnout they would get if they were in a place that's easier to get to.
And it ties in with Courtney's scoop from earlier today.
Yep.
If, you know, you're talking about the Wynn Group getting in and the Encore, and they're building a stadium there for potentially the Celtics. Is that good or bad news for the Revs trying to get it built there? Obviously, it's another bid that fell through.
Slows things down a little
another
bit.
Another plan that fell through. But Taylor Twellman, very confident that gets done. You can check out the full interview on the Odyssey app. If you missed it, or on YouTube, just subscribe to WEEI. Billy Lanny has all the latest here in trending. We should get to the Red Sox, Alex Cora, with an interesting answer about Rafael Devers failing to speak to reporters the other day. That was yesterday on WEEI Afternoons with Andy Hart and Christian Arkin. We also have some thoughts on the Patriots striking out on Brandon Ayuk. We'll get to all of it next.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste because you know all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Jones and Keith here on WEEI. Taking your phone call, 617-779-7937. Taylor Twellman.
How about that?
Bringing the energy on the Revs. Yep. A soccer stadium will be here, as he said earlier. It's going to happen. Could surpass the Red Sox in this town, according to Taylor Twellman. So you can check that out. Full interview will be up on YouTube very shortly. Just subscribe to WEEI. We also have the grab bag on the way. About, call it 15 minutes from now, a little more than that, here on Jones and Keefe. We'll do that at 1:45 each and every day. I was listening to Andy and Christian yesterday, Heart Canned, as it were.
Afternoons.
WEEI Afternoons.
That's right.
And I don't, do you have this in front of you? I meant to ask for this in the last break, Nick, or Keefe, maybe you have it. But Alex Cora's answer to Rafael Devers not talking to the media the other day, Nick's giving me a thumbs up back there. Can I just hear the answer? Because this is
good question. Good answer.
Yes.
I don't think it's an issue. We all talk about this the last few years, right? And I think he made some strides throughout the year. He made some comments in spring training. He sat there on that bench for like 20 minutes, and he talked about the organization, a few things, you know, and people like it or not, you know, he was there. And throughout the years, there've been stretches that he's been available to the media sometimes, you know, he's not, you know, and he's not comfortable with it yet. You know, I think little by little, obviously the language thing, comes into play. He's been better about that. And, I understand that, you know, the media has a job, and I understand that, us as members of the organization, we're the spokesman, right? Like, we're telling the story, and the fan base, they like to hear the story when we're doing well, when we're struggling, when we heard, when we're not, and that's something we always talk about to the players, you know. And yesterday, he wasn't available. I know he became a story. I actually haven't seen him today. We were going to talk about the offensive side of it. We'll talk a little bit about the other stuff, but you know, Rafi, he's still learning. He's still, you know, kind of like a shy player that, you know, sometimes he hates talking to the media. That's the bottom line. And yesterday wasn't a good day for that.
Okay. I mean, who likes it? Like, who, like, what player?
I don't think any of these guys are lining up. Like, when's my turn?
I can't wait. I mean,
Christian Casas might.
Christian Gonzalez, maybe.
Yeah, Gonzalez is good.
He loves the interviews for sure.
Yep.
But you know what? Casas is a good one, too.
Casas might,
largely, those guys are exceptions to the rule.
Like, Gonzo is a man of few words.
I did hear Mayo
tune
say that the other
every
day.
Every Monday.
Very, very on the nose from Gerard Mayo. That's Patriots Mondays here on WEEI.
But you know what's funny is Cora. So the question from Hart was basically like the highest paid guy on your team is not really like the leader or the voice of the team. Is that a problem? He's like, oh, well, no, not really. Well, I think it is, you know, and I think he's or he just miscast. Like, unfortunately, he is the one guy that they sunk a ton of money into, but he's not a leader at all, and he's not going to be accountable. And I think Cora stopped himself from saying he's a young kid. If you listen to that cut again, he's like, he's a young guy yeah. or whatever. Well, he's almost 28.
I was going to say, he's 27 years old.
Yeah, he's 28 next month, so we can round up.
Wow. So, round that up.
He's 28 years old, or going to be. He has been in the majors for 8 seasons.
Right.
Tatum's like a young guy. It's like, yeah, Tatum's young. He's been in the NBA for a super long time. Jaylen Brown's a young guy in human years, but like for baseball years or basketball years, those guys have been at it a long time. That's a career for a lot of players, is what Devers has already been in the league for.
Kind of like a shy player.
See that? Shy guy.
Well, could have been. I mean, who knows what he could have said. There are a lot of
shy.
Who knows what he was going to say?
We had fill in the blank?
Yeah.
You almost put Kajagoogoo on there. Shy guy, but.
Dangerous game.
But I just. He also brings up an example, which I think was kind of, he thought was helping him, and it actually hurts. He's like, well, you know, he doesn't love talking to the media, but, you know, in spring training, he did talk for like 20 minutes and kind of like buried the front office. And you're like, yeah, and we liked that at the time. But if he's willing to do that before any games are being played, and then when he and the team are struggling, then he's a ghost. You can't have that both ways.
No.
Like, so if you're John Henry, not that he even knows what's going on right now with this team.
No.
But if you're like Craig Breslow, you're like, so Devers is going to rip us to pieces in March, but then the team bottoms out in August and September, and then he's nowhere to be found. Like, you can't have that both ways.
No. No. And it's a good point. It's like we can't applaud him and point to, well, he is available, and then he hides like the other night. And look, I don't think it's the biggest deal in the world if Rafael Devers is not talking to the media. I really don't. I don't think fans largely care about it. Like, if he's blowing off the media, they don't care, as I said yesterday, that Pete Abraham has to pick his ass for an extra half an hour while he's been eating free hot dogs all night. Like,
that part I don't care about, but don't you think somebody should be there?
And yes.
It also takes the blame off of other guys on the team.
Yes.
So, like, that, if you're the highest paid guy, you're the best player on the team.
You're making $300 million. Yeah. The least you can do is show up and answer a few questions.
That's it.
Once a week. Like, you can
not
do
every
it
every day.
You can do it here and there.
Yeah.
But what I do think it's representative of is the team is just dead and they know it.
I think it's that.
And they're just
Netflix
like,
knows it apparently.
Okay, well, this is what I was just going to get to.
Okay.
They know it and they don't care. And they're like, we suck. No one's watching anyway. Who cares?
It's over.
The season is over. So no one cares. I think they're just resigned to the fact that they're done and they're circling the toilet.
Yeah.
And another example is exactly what you said. We never got to this yesterday. Chris Smith of Mass Live said that he has not seen Netflix cameras around the Red Sox anymore.
The hell? They're going to miss the Danny Jansen game? So they're not going to be there to chronicle only time a player played for the two teams in the same game?
I was there, for God's sakes. I was at that game.
No, Netflix pulled
it.
They're like, no, they're done.
What kind of sign is that? That Netflix is like, we're going to cover this team.
Sniffed it out.
No holds barred. Look at the Red Sox. And the Red Sox definitely have no say in it.
Until August 1st, and then we're out, and then we pull the plug.
They've fallen apart.
Yeah.
They're circling the toilet,
right?
And Netflix cameras are no longer there to be seen. They're not even going through the motions like, we're going to film it. We won't use any of this. Don't worry, Red Sox. Like, all the really controversial stuff.
Send, like, an intern just with a camera. There's no tape in there.
The Patriots sent more camera people to games than Netflix is doing.
Yeah.
And they won't have anybody show up. They've completely pulled the plug. It sounds
like damage is done, my friend.
So I would say so.
That's embarrassing.
To keep it track at home, the Red Sox are currently tied with the Detroit Tigers and Seattle Mariners and a half game up on the Rays.
Royals. Oh, that's it on the
and
Rays.
Five and a half back.
The Royals finally won a game.
Royals got a big dub.
Dropping games left and right.
They're still five and a half out.
Not good.
I think they're only 3.5 up on the Blue Jays for dead last in the East.
Yeah.
Oh, we have to start looking at dead last again?
We might have to.
Close.
Yeah, you're right. 3.5 games.
This year felt like they were exceeding expectations. They were on their way to a successful year, and that is quickly falling apart, I would say.
That kind of nosedive. And also with the loss last night to the New York Mets, 500. There are 70 up and 70 down.
Yeah, I believe I read the last time they were 500, they were like 34 and 34, 35 and 35, something like that. So it's been a while. They've been over 500. They haven't been here for a while, and here they are. So the season's over and the team knows it.
Carrabas had a stat the other day. Basically, it was he split up the season into three parts, and he's like, give or take a few games, right? It wasn't exactly, but it was, they were 500,
mm-hmm.
then they were awesome,
mm-hmm.
and then they were terrible,
yep.
and then therefore gets you back to 500.
They all yeah. net out at 500.
Yep.
Yeah, correct. So there's that. Meanwhile, there's also this, speaking of WEI Afternoons, good program here on WEI.
Yeah, 2-6.
Schefter was on yesterday, and they asked Schefter about the Brandon Ayuk offer. Oh, do you have this, Nick? Let me hear this one
let's,
as well.
Let's
this,
go.
Here we go. Look at Nick.
Nick.
Locked in
quick
the
lot. Trigger, Nick.
Sixth anniversary for Nick.
Happy and anniversary,
he's
Nick.
He's ready to go. Happy, happy there, Nick. Let's hear Schefter yesterday.
How quickly did it turn around in Houston to where that's now a destination, right? A year or two ago, there wasn't anybody that willingly wanted to go play in Houston. And now I'm sure there are people who want to sign up and go there. And that's what happens with franchises. Again, was it an issue in New England when Tom Brady was playing there and they were winning? Did people want to come to New England then?
Yes. Yes, they did.
Okay. So here's what I would say. If Drake May turns out to be the quarterback they hope and think he can, and if Rob Mayo turns out to be the coach that they hope and think he can, and if this team gets back on the winning track the way that they hope and think they can, then there'll be players that want to come there. Now, do I think that New England is a top choice for Brandon? No, it was not. No, it was not. But that's to be expected at this point for where the organization's at.
So I don't know if that's the greatest thing in the world where you're like, yeah, when they had the greatest player of all time, then, yeah, guys wanted to play.
Did they get free agents?
Anything short of having the greatest player of all time,
uh-huh.
how are you going to convince guys? Because it's not – I mean, the winning helps. Like, I'm with Schefter on that. Like, I mean, if they're winning, you're going to attract more guys. It still comes down to – the money for sure, but anytime you bring up Tom Brady, like that's a dangerous game to play because it's like, okay, all right, we'll just wait till we get Tom Brady again.
Yeah,
then there'll be guys sure. lining up at Logan ready to play here.
Yeah, just find another Brady, and
yeah.
You'll have free agents lined up as you just said. So the number has come out on Ayuk, and
ooh.
This is what they were asking about yesterday.
Ooh.
Burt Breer says the Patriots exceeded $80 million guaranteed, which we've been asking for that number. Where is that number? Why is it coming out now? Who knows?
$80 million
guaranteed. Great, good. That means the Patriots ponied up. They didn't for Ridley, but they did for no. Ayuk. I'll take this at face value from Burt. So fine, good. They ponied up for this.
It's more than the Niners.
It's more than the Niners, but that's what I was just going to ask you. You said before, you know, for that the Bills forever were football Siberia, and one year they were able to attract Mario Williams. Like, they went out, they got him. He was the best free agent.
Yeah, they spent a lot of money on
and
Mario
you had
Williams.
To weigh, you had to way overpay. Curran has referred to it as a suck tax is how yeah. he's referred
yeah,
to
yeah.
it. Don't bing that on a work computer.
Please
but,
don't.
But he, that's how he's referred to it. Is that enough? Is $80 million guaranteed? They lapped the field, exceeded $80 million. If the Niners are giving him 72, is that off the top of my head?
76. Yeah. So not enough.
That's
obviously.
Not enough.
Well, obviously it's not enough. And I think Brandon
no,
Ayuk,
I mean, Ayuk may not have, might be one of these players who doesn't want to leave, but like
yeah.
for you, would that, would you say, all right, it's an extra, call it 5-6, it exceeded 80, so it's probably 80 and a half, 81. But so another $4 or $5 million in guarantees. It's the most money, but is it enough to take you away from a place like the Niners? It wasn't for him. Would that be enough for you to come here?
Nope. No. I think if you're also, say it was between the Steelers and the Pats or the Browns and the Pats, which was also rumored. Like, I think there's a big drop off from the Niners. So he's already comfortable there, one. I'm sure he has a house or a place to stay or whatever. So he's already used to that. He's played his whole career with the Niners. They are a perennial Super Bowl contender. He's familiar with the quarterback, familiar with the offense, like everything. It's comfortable. Like, he doesn't have to leave, especially if the money is close. So if you are going to get him to leave there, one of the best teams in the NFL, and go to one of the worst teams in the NFL, I think the starting point would be $10 million more guaranteed. Like, if they said 86, that might get him to at least call you back.
Right.
I don't think 80 was enough, especially over the course of 4 years. He's probably thinking like, no,
so
I'd rather live in California.
You're, even though they offered the most money, and yeah. I will give him credit for that.
Yep.
I get what you're saying. They knew they weren't going quite far enough. To call them cheap wouldn't be fair.
No,
they cheaped out isn't fair, but maybe they didn't quite extend themselves and make themselves uncomfortable enough to get and really pry away a guy like Brandon
so
Ayuk.
I think it's a step in the right direction.
Yeah.
Like, I'll give
I'd agree
that.
With that.
And I think with DeAndre Hopkins and with Calvin Ridley, it was probably, hey, we'll kind of match what's out there. Or, like, we're going to go here, we're not going to go higher, but it's, like, a decent offer, and, like, maybe you'll take it, but we're not going to go crazy. And they lost both guys to the same team. And then now with Ayuk, who's a better player, at least at this stage than Hopkins. Hopkins was better. But now Ayuk is the better player out of the bunch. And so you know, all right, we're going to have to up it here. And they get to 80. Like, that's nothing to sneeze at. If you had the highest offer, you probably feel good that you're going to win it. But I think in this specific case, you probably needed to blow them out of the water.
Right.
Like, remember when the Red Sox, now, maybe they kicked themselves for this, but when the Red Sox got David Price, they didn't give him like $1 million more than the Cardinals were going to give him. Didn't they give him like $50 million?
I mean, that sounds
like
right.
It was like 217 to like 180 or yeah. like something crazy.
Yeah, it was like 1 year after they said they wouldn't pay pitchers yeah. in their 30s, and then they blew the market out of the water.
Well,
yeah.
like Dombrowski wasn't taking any chances.
Yeah.
He was like, we need an ace. We're going to go pay for an ace. He's like, well, St. Louis offered him this. So who are you bidding against outside right. of that? He's like, I don't care. I'm going to go get the player.
Right. So they bidded upwards of $80 million. And then what? He said no? Offer 85.
Yeah.
Oh, he said no? Offer 90. And like at some point, there is a line. And
yeah, you can't pay the guy $1 billion. I get it. But like if you really want the player.
Correct.
Like
that's my point. Yeah. If you really want him, go to 85. Go to 90. Make him say no. And the Patriots didn't do that. So they had the best offer. It wasn't close. And maybe they do have to overpay the suck tax. And that's what you have to do for some of these players. Short of having Tom Brady here, that might be what you have to do. Now, if you want the players, that's what you have to do. So do it.
Also, like it's kind of annoying to even talk about, but like the guaranteed money, and then there's also like likely guaranteed.
Guaranteed for injury, all these things.
There's a lot of stuff. So you wonder if it's the exact same contract with $4 more million guaranteed, or is there still like, oh, that's assuming games played.
Yeah.
And it's like, I don't know.
Look,
but still.
I've been asking for the guaranteed number. There it is. So now we know it. It's excess of $80 million. They yep. offered it. Did they go far enough to get him? Clearly not.
They did not.
So what's your solution the next time a player comes up? You offer him the best, but it's not enough? Do you go back to the well? Do you offer a little bit more? Or do you just say, ah, well, maybe next year. Let's wait until we have Brady again, like Schefter said. 617-779-7937. More of your phone calls here. You can jump in line for WEEI Afternoons with Andy Hart and Christian Arkin. It comes your way at 2 o'clock. We have the grab bag next.
It's time for grab bag. It's time for grab bag.
Oh, that's right. Time for grab bag. All the stuff we couldn't get to in the first 3+ hours of the program here on Jones and Keefe, WEEI. Andy Hart is here as well from the WEEI Afternoon Show. So let's get into
it. What are we, 10 years old? I've seen every
grab bag
on the planet.
All right. It is the first time since 2003 that neither Messi nor Ronaldo have been nominated for the Player of the Year.
Is this a Taylor Twelman question?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's not a question.
Didn't you do the soccer segment already?
We did. People loved it.
Loved it.
Thank you.
It was
you know what? First of all,
had nothing to do with you.
Twelman's great.
I don't care for the qualifier of actually on that, but yes, Andy Hart did come in and he said, you know, not the biggest soccer guy, but Twelman was bringing it.
Loved it. Yeah. Slapped you guys around a little bit
for
so many years I've been told that. And he's like, how many? They always advance out of the.
Oh, he slapped around.
He did. He slapped
That's
you around
true.
Pretty
I
good.
Know.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm still looking at my wounds.
Bring your facts when you come to Taylor Twelman interviews.
Yeah. They did. Not qualify for the World Cup
that once in 25 years.
And they only qualified
years.
This time because they're hosting it.
That hurt his argument a little bit. That did hurt his argument.
Yes.
I didn't qualify for that World Cup. Oh,
but
yeah,
they lose in the Sweet 16 every year.
Yes.
That's not terrible in the NCAA tournament.
I was sold a bill of goods. I saw a bill of goods. I bought it. And that's on me, I guess.
All right, so what's the question? I mean, to interrupt.
So basically, it's a real changing of the guard as Messi and or Ronaldo were nominated for like the FIFA Player of the Year in any league. This is the first time since 2003 that neither are on the list.
So,
ballot.
Who are the nominees? Because I'm guaranteeing.
Mbappe.
Oh, I've heard of him.
Yep, that's
what
about
else?
It. I'm out. Oh, Henry Kane, I think, is on there.
Who is Harry the guy
Kane.
Twelman said?
Harry Kane?
I think so.
Isn't what? He a Brady yeah. guy?
Henry Rodriguez?
Yeah, that is.
The old Henry bar.
Who was
the first Kane
Twelman
bar?
Talking about got offered $1 billion a year?
I'll be honest, was not familiar with that man's work. Yeah, when he said $1 billion a year from the Saudis, I didn't know.
Did he turn it down?
It might have been Mbappe.
Because what are you, a moron?
Wasn't him?
No, it definitely wasn't him. I was not familiar with the name.
I got to get my nephew on. He knows every soccer player in the world.
Wait, but a guy turned down $1 billion a year?
Yeah, he didn't like it, I guess.
Saudi money, that's why.
He
wouldn't go
blood money, dirty money, $1 billion a year?
Oh, I'd take it. I'd take it. Are you asking me if I'd take a billion?
I just heard Keith in the hallway say he'd do anything for $1 billion, basically.
I was misquoted. I didn't say that exactly. The context is important on that, Hart.
What's your favorite?
Grab bag.
I don't know.
You have to have a favorite. What comes to mind?
What's that? Keep the soccer stories coming? No problem.
Keep them coming, Keith.
Legendary soccer star Alex Morgan announced her retirement today. Alex Morgan, one of the faces of women's soccer here in the United States. Did not make the Olympic team.
No.
This last go around.
She had a real bum ass performance in the last World Cup.
She kind of sucked
that whole team, and she was missing the net left and right. Couldn't put it in the old onion bag, as they say.
She retired.
Yeah.
She retired.
Did she retire or did?
shoved out.
Soccer, retire her.
Well, I'm sure there's some team she could play for, right?
Forced out.
She could keep playing somewhere.
Couldn't hit water if you fell out of a boat.
My guy Paul Pierce played for like the Wizards and the Clippers. He had some weird seasons there at the end.
He was hanging on.
Somebody paid him to play.
That's a good
sure
point.
She could play somewhere.
Jerry Rice was a Bronco.
Yes.
Yeah.
Grab bag.
Sox swept by the Mets. They are off tonight, thankfully.
Yeah.
So you don't have to flip back and forth between Chiefs, Ravens, and the Red Sox and whoever. But they are in action over the weekend against a good White Sox team, which is historically bad. They are one of the worst teams.
Do they win the series?
The White Sox, just for those who haven't been paying attention, are 32-109. Currently 48.5 back at Cleveland. 48.5 behind
Cleveland. I
saw
this stat the other day. I want to see if it's still accurate. It's not. As of earlier this week, every team in the AL Central was over 500 except the Royals. The Tigers are now at 500,
yeah.
But they basically all just beat the crap out of the White Sox. Yeah.
Yeah.
What? Wasn't the old cliche, everybody wins 50, loses 50, it's what you do with the other 62,
it's like 60,
or whatever?
60, and
they're
then, yeah.
not going to live up to that.
No. No, they are.
I'm going to say the Sox do not win the series.
They may not.
Yeah,
they struggled with them before. Didn't they split with the White Sox last
Netflix,
time?
Netflix isn't even there to film it anymore. So, yeah, I think they lose this series as well.
Yeah, did you hear Cora's name idea for the documentary? Wasted Days, the 2024 Red Sox.
The Days, D-A-Z-E?
Oh, sure.
Like a Days to like Confuse. Wasted Days and Confuse.
He was in a good mood yesterday. I give him credit. After a 1 hour, 45-minute bus ride.
Got 7 million a year.
Having to talk to us.
He can't care anymore. He's 7 million a year. He's like, what do I care?
He's not living and dying with these results.
He was yucking it up with us. He was like, the tunnel's closed. We stink. How you guys doing?
The T's not running. Who cares?
Grab bag.
Jones, you are our tennis expert. You have the U.S. Open update for us.
Yeah, we're guaranteed an American in the final.
Including the daughter of the Bills owner.
Oh, well, yes,
right?
And that is true. The Jess Pegula is going to do it on the women's side. But you'll see that. You know, you had Serena for years. You had the Williams sisters for years. But you'll also get breakthroughs on the women's side with, like, a good American player. You've had no American in a major final since Roddick in 2009. You've had no American win the U.S. Open since Roddick, I think, in 06. So, like, this is rare you're going to get one there. Now, I don't think they're going to win, but you're guaranteed you're going to get one there, and I hope it's Tiafoe. I like Tiafoe. I don't like Fritz, so that's my hope.
This just got really serious.
Messing around.
Was I supposed to be like a lighthearted segment?
Would you hardcore tennis talk?
Would you rather soccer or tennis? I'll hang up and listen.
We love grab
bag. You guys take soccer.
Tennis. It's America's fittest sport.
Fat little Andy would have taken tennis. I watched a lot of tennis in the late 80s, early 90s.
Did you? Yeah. Oh, like Monica Seles, Steffi Graf?
Oh, yeah.
Or were you a goalie?
What?
Were you a goalie?
What does that mean?
He's talking about tennis.
I thought he said he played soccer.
No, he
said
he
fat little Andy
tennis.
Watched a lot of tennis.
I thought he said fat Andy would have liked to play soccer. I'm sorry.
Andy had no interest in running around.
I was
too
just,
fat.
I was just angling to make a you can't cover the net joke.
Fat Andy couldn't play football because he couldn't make the weight.
Oh, boy. Well, Kyle Schwarber hit another leadoff dong the other night as he now has 13 on the season.
Yeah, Red Sox are looking good. He's got 13 leadoff homers, which matches the record with Soriano, I think. And Chris Sale just had 200 Ks the other day.
I think he's like flying up the list like all time, too.
Yeah,
like,
leadoff home runs? Ricky Henderson?
I think he's ninth. Ricky Henderson is first. You know who's second? He's a current player.
Yeah.
Jarren Duran. It's not Jaren Duran.
Kyle Schwarber.
Mookie Betts.
Mookie Betts, good guess. One. Mookie Betts is fifth. It's not him. No, it's not him.
You said good guess.
George Springer.
Springerdinger.
Second most dongs out of the leadoff spot, followed by Alfonso Soriano, who's a nice player. Hall of Famer Craig Biggio is fourth, then Betts, then Ian Kinsler, Curtis Granderson, Grandy Man can.
Red Sox, former Red Sox.
Yeah, these are all recent guys. Yeah.
Jimmy Rollins, J-Roll, Kyle Schwarber. And then Brady Anderson, who probably did it all in that one season. So, pretty good.
Ding dong.
That's a good group.
Yippee-ki-yay, mother.
Grab bag.
And lastly, brand new hashtag Dork Podcast is out. Davey and I reviewed The Crow. The new The Crow movie.
That's the number one of the top 50 movies of all time.
Did not make the list, sadly. The original didn't make the list, although we liked the original quite a bit. But you can go check out what we think of The Crow now on the Odyssey app, wherever you get your podcasts. So there you go. There's another successful edition of...
You have been defeated by the grab bag.
All right. Heart, Arcane, what do you guys have?
We have this very unique idea. We're going to do some NFL season preview material.
Ooh, I like that.
No one else has done it.
No. Nope.
It's groundbreaking.
Definitely not the day for
you
it.
You guys should have probably tried it.
I like the idea a lot.
Ooh, season preview in the NFL. It does start tonight. Very
maybe
fitting.
Tomorrow.
You guys talk to Curran today?
We will talk to Curran today, yes. And we have one other thing.
Awesome.
Oh, we're going to be talking about we'll have at least a little bit on
soccer.
Courtney Cox's
tennis.
big scoop today.
Yeah, Scoops Cox.
Because that is a scoop.
So who are you rooting for?
Bezos.
Bezos, right?
Bezos.
Because his whole theory of Amazon was he didn't take money out and make a profit. He reinvested in the company for like 20 straight years.
Love it.
If that's his approach to business, that's a perfect owner.
I'm ABJH. Anybody
that?
But John Henry.
Yeah, no, that's a good stance.
I thought it was
sure.
Sam Kennedy's group or whatever was the official title.
I'm not real sure on that part of the report.
Does he have billions?
No.
Sam Kennedy's got billions.
And you remember Rich Dad?
Sam like Kennedy?
That's what
I was going to say. Yeah, did Wick have a billions?
Billions? No. Yeah, it's a good point.
Well, if your dad has billions, then you kind of have
really
billions.
I mean, my dad has a truck. I don't have a truck.
Yeah, but if you need to move, you'd have a truck.
Yeah, actually, he has helped me a couple times.
So? If you need to buy a team, he'd give you the truck.
Yeah.
Face slapping him around like Twoman over there.
Damn.
So there you go. That's the grab bag. Stay tuned. WEI Afternoons with Christian Arcan and Andy Hart. Lots planned there. NFL season preview. So stay tuned for it. We're back tomorrow at 10 here on WEI.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.